All right, welcome to your deep dive. Looks like we've got another InSync fan in the house.
Always exciting.
Yeah, I have to say, when I saw your request come in for a real look under the hood, I was like, all right, time to pull out the marketing material, the technical docs,
Yeah, I gotta get into it.
and get down to the core of this InSync platform.
The nuts and
And not
bolts.
just what it does, but like why?
Exactly, the how and why.
Yeah, the how and why.
It's designed the way it is.
That's our mission today.
Absolutely.
And I gotta say, one thing that really jumped out at me just skimming through all this
Oh, yeah.
was the real focus on user control and flexibility. It's like baked into, their whole philosophy.
Yeah, it seems to be one of their main selling points for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And when you look at the way they've structured things, especially with that InSync workflow manager,
Right.
it really makes sense.
Workflow manager, yeah.
It's they call it globally unique,
They do, yeah.
which,
So it sounds like marketing.
a little
Love
bit,
there.
but when you actually dive in and you see what they're doing,
Yeah.
it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And I think it really could be a real game changer for a lot of users.
So explain that a little bit more.
So think about it.
Yeah.
You can visually design
Okay.
and modify your entire ID verification process
Oh, wow.
without needing to write a single line of code.
No IT.
No IT department, no
So
developers.
anybody could theoretically.
Yeah, anybody with a basic understanding of the process
I know.
can go in and create these workflows.
Wow.
And it's the only platform that offers this level of visual customization,
Interesting.
which means you can adapt to new regulations. You
Right.
can onboard new types of customers. You
Yeah.
can adjust to any unique business needs instantly. And that agility, that's incredibly valuable in today's market.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking, if I'm running a business
Right.
and every time I need to tweak something, I got to call on the developers.
Yeah.
That's time, that's money.
Exactly.
But with this, you're saying I could just
Yeah, you can just go in,
go in visually,
drag, drop, connect.
drag, drop, connect. That's it.
That's it. And
Wow.
they give some great examples in the documentation.
Okay.
Having separate workflows for new customers,
Ooh.
rechecks, limit increases.
Okay.
So, you can tailor the experience
Yeah.
for each user segment.
Right. So it's not just a one size fits all.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense, especially thinking about those websites where
Oh, yeah.
you got to go through this horrible ID verification process,
Oh, right.
forms that go on forever,
Yeah.
instructions that make no sense.
Right.
If businesses could just, adjust that on the fly,
Yeah.
that would be
It
amazing.
would make life so much easier for
Yeah,
everyone.
right.
Yeah, and they don't stop at the back-end functionality. They also offer this optional widget
Oh
for
yeah.
front-end integration.
Okay, so what does that do?
So that allows businesses to seamlessly embed the verification process into their website or app.
Okay.
So it's not just about giving you the control. It's
Yeah.
about making sure that the user experience
Rice.
is smooth.
Makes sense.
It's smart thinking.
Definitely, definitely.
Speaking of user experience,
Yeah.
another thing that really stood out to me
Okay.
was InSync's commitment to data privacy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just a box they check.
Right.
It seems to be deeply ingrained in their design.
Yeah, no, it definitely comes across in the materials.
Yeah.
Like they're not just paying lip service to it.
Right, and that's crucial in today's data-driven world.
Absolutely.
And InSync addresses this on multiple levels,
Okay.
starting with data economy.
Okay, so what's data economy?
So that's the idea of only collecting the data that's absolutely necessary,
Okay.
not just hoovering up everything.
Right.
And then they also have strict storage limitations
Okay.
and adherence to all relevant regulation.
Right.
So they're really covering all the bases.
Yeah, it's not just, like a little side note. It's like a core part of their thinking.
Yeah, and they even go a step further
Oh.
by providing features like anonymization,
Yeah.
pseudonymization,
Right.
and
Right.
erasure.
Those are all explained in the docs.
Yeah, they are.
But maybe just like a quick, a quick explanation for folks who aren't familiar with the terms.
So anonymization, you can think of it like sending a postcard where you only write the essential information the message gets across, but you're protecting the sender's and receiver's privacy.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then pseudonymization is similar,
Okay.
but it uses aliases to
Okay.
protect the original data
Right.
while still allowing for analysis.
Okay, so it's like a code name.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then erasure.
Erasure is pretty straightforward. It's permanent deletion of data when it's no longer needed. So, you're not holding on to sensitive information longer than you have to.
So it's really about,
It's about choice
choice.
and
Yeah,
control,
rejection.
giving users real control over their data.
Right. And that's a big deal. I
Absolutely.
mean, it's one thing to be, compliant with regulations.
But it's another thing entirely to really give users,
Peace of mind.
peace of mind. Yeah, that they have options.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we talked about the workflow manager, and
Yeah.
we've talked about data privacy, but the core module goes beyond just those two things.
Just does, yeah.
The documentation also mentions administration interfaces,
Right.
template management, duplicate checking,
Yeah.
reporting tools. Like how do these all fit into the bigger picture?
So they're all essential components of a comprehensive platform. So, the administration tools, they give you granular control over things like user access, permissions, transaction management.
Okay, so it's really about, who can do what
Exactly.
within the system. Okay.
And then template management allows you to customize the look and feel of the verification
So
process.
you can brand it.
Yeah, you can brand.
You can make it look like your company,
Exactly.
your website. Okay.
And that's essential,
Yes.
for creating a cohesive user experience.
So it's not just about, the back end functionality.
Right.
It's about how it looks to the user.
Exactly. It's about the whole user journey.
Right. Okay. And then duplicate checking.
So duplicate checking is crucial
Okay.
for fraud prevention
Okay.
and maintaining data quality.
Okay, so how does that work?
So basically, the system is constantly looking for potential duplicates, whether it's multiple accounts from the same person or attempts to use stolen identities, and it flags those so that you can take action.
Okay, so it's like a built-in security feature.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly.
Okay.
And then finally, you've got the reporting and query tools.
Right. Yeah.
So these are incredibly powerful
Okay.
for businesses that want to gain insights from their data.
Okay, so what kind of insights are we talking about?
So, you can analyze verification trends.
Okay.
You can identify potential bottlenecks in the process. You
Wow.
can generate custom reports to inform your decision making.
Right. So it's not just about, collecting the data.
It's about using it
It's about using it. Yeah.
to improve your business.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's about turning raw data into actionable insights.
Yeah, okay. So pulling all of this together, it seems like the Intic core module is really all about empowerment,
It is.
right?
It is.
It's about, giving businesses and individuals
Yeah.
the
With
tools,
tools of flexibility
a
to test
flexibility to manage ID verification
effectively and securely.
securely. Yeah.
That's the key.
But I have to ask, with all this power in the hands of the user,
Yeah.
what are the potential downsides?
Oh, that's a good question.
What are the risks to consider
Right.
when you give users this much control?
That's a great question, and one that deserves careful consideration,
Yeah.
because while empowering users is generally, a positive thing,
Right.
there's always the potential for misuse
Right.
or accidental errors.
Right. So it's a double-edged sword.
It is, yeah.
You get all this power, but you also have to be,
Responsible.
respond. Yeah, you have to be aware of the potential risks.
Absolutely.
That's a thought-provoking point.
It is.
It's amazing how even the most innovative solutions can raise new questions.
Absolutely.
But for now, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
Into the INSIT core module, we've covered a lot
of ground.
But hopefully this gives you a solid understanding of not just what INSIT does,
right,
but why.
The
why they've designed it this way.
That's what we were after.
Exactly.
The why.
How and the why.
The how and the why.
And I think we achieved that.
I think we did. All right. Well done.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next time.